If anyone's looking for a twist on Mother's Day, we have something for you. We're not saying skip the flowers and the cards and the brunch, but on Sunday evening at the Crest Theater, there'll be the one-time-only performance of Listen to Your Mother, a nationwide event that's in 24 cities, and has local writers and regular old people taken to the stage to read their personal stories about all the shades of motherhood. It's also a benefit for the growing nonprofit 916 Inc., which gets kids ages 6 to 18 writing and telling their own personal stories. We have with us Margaret Andrews, the co-producer and director of the show, cast members Laura Garwood-Meehan and Janelle Hanchett. Excuse me, Janelle. See, they warned me and I messed it up anyway.
You got it.
Folks, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So let's start a bit with what the show is so people understand. So Margaret, that's to you. What the show is, 15 writers, is that right?
15 cast members, yes. And it's a live onstage reading series where the cast members read their personal stories about the adventures and absurdities of motherhood. So it's like storytelling, but for adults.
And is there was there sort of a theme as you gathered people? And well, maybe let me go back to the first part, is how did you gather people?
We initially had a call for submissions, and the submissions came in, and from that we selected people to come in and audition, and then based on that we selected 15 cast members.
So you put out a call, standing on the street corner saying, please come in, or did you, go in literary journals? Did you blog it? I mean, how'd that come about?
Any way we possibly could. We certainly used social media because Nicole Boudry, my co-producer, and I are very active on social media, and so we would put the word out on there. We reached out to every writer's network that exists in Sacramento to spread the word. We walked around with postcards at different gatherings. There's the Writers Who Wine group here in Sacramento, and we were pounding pavement there, and any other writing or blogging network. Nicole and I are the founders of Sacramento Bloggers, and we certainly reached the word out to there, to the point where over half of our cast are members of Sacramento Bloggers.
And this is in 24 cities, so each city has its own local show, is that right?
Yes.
And how did they find you guys? I mean, who are the organizers, and do they go into communities and find somebody to co-produce like this?
Well, it started with one woman, Ann Imig. It was her brainchild. She started with one show 4 years ago in Madison, Wisconsin. And over the course of 4 years, it has grown to 24 cities. Nicole, my co-producer, she was in the San Francisco show last year and was just... It was such an amazing experience for her that she just thought, I have to bring this show to Sacramento, which is how it grows from 12 to 24 cities this year.
All right. Well, let's turn to our cast members / writers. Laura, what did you hear that they were asking for, and what did you give them?
Well, I ran into Margaret at a Writers Who Wine meeting, and she handed me just this little slip of paper that I kind of tucked in my purse. And then the next morning while I was working at some sort of book editing project, I think, I just kind of glanced at it, and it said they're seeking pieces on motherhood. And I didn't know anything about it. I'd never heard of it before. I didn't even really know it was for a show. I was just kind of like, I could write something about motherhood. And so I sat down and I banged out a piece, and I thought, well, I hope it's right. And I don't really know, and I just sent it off. And I was really excited when they invited me down to audition. And in the interim, I had kind of figured out what the show was by doing my homework after the fact. So I added a little bit in to kind of increase the length a little bit. And then I auditioned and they let me in. So,
and Janelle, did you have a target you were aiming for when you heard about the show? Is there a style of piece that you thought, or is it what you write about regularly?
Yeah, well, I consider myself something of a misfit mother. I kind of came into motherhood in sort of a backwards way. I won't go into that too much detail to save everybody in Sacramento. I picked a piece that if I wanted to say one thing about my experience of motherhood, because I feel like it has been a little different, this is what I would say. This is what I would want to tell the world. Because I started writing a blog a couple years ago for that exact reason, just feeling kind of like, am I the only one? Either everybody in the world is crazy or I am, and I'm just going to start writing and figure that out.
Well, without giving away the climax of your 5-minute read, what is that one thing that you would like to tell people?
I guess basically just that motherhood is, you know, it isn't just cupcakes and yoga pants, you know, and walking around gently disciplining our well-behaved children and PTA meetings. You know, I mean, women are complex, we're crazy. There's days where we're like, I'm really not into this. And you know, it's this complexity and this sort of the hard work and sweat and grit of motherhood matched with this profound love and nurturing that's really sort of the crux that I like to convey, is that it's complex, you know?
No cupcakes in yoga pants?
I know.
Disappointed.
And also no birth stories, which is shocking.
Yes, it might be for the best. So, now, are all the writers mothers? Is that correct?
No, actually. I'm not a mother, and there are a few in our group that are not mothers. And so the stories that they tell, some are where they are the mother, and others are stories about their mother.
You know, I noticed that there were no men on the list.
You know, we've got to do a better job next year of putting the word out and encouraging more men to submit next year.
All right. Because they have moms, too.
Yes, they do.
Totally.
I'm talking with Margaret Andrews, Laura Garwood-Meehan, and Janelle Hanchett from the Mother's Day show at the Crest, Listen to Your Mother. So is there, and I'm gonna ask the two writers here, even though I know that you guys aren't the producers of the show, but do you think that there is this, I mean, you gave a pretty good summary right there. Do you think there's going to be an overlying theme here about motherhood?
Well, motherhood is basically the theme, but I think a lot of people think, like she said, about birth stories, like it's going to be a bunch of us being like, I'm a mom and I have a birth story for you. And like people sometimes want to run away from those things, even if they are moms. I think Janelle and I are probably the kind of people that do run away from those sorts of stories. But they're a really good mix. I mean, some of them are very funny. And I mean, I know I use humor as a coping mechanism for motherhood a lot of the time. And so I try to write something funny about times when I was not laughing at all, you know. But other people, some of them are sweet. Some of them are sad. I mean, they're all different kinds of pieces. And it's kind of a celebration of mothers, and it's all the good and the bad and the ugly and the funny that goes along with that. And it's not all just sweet, but it's also not all just sad. I mean, it's really, motherhood is complex, and I think it's something that men can really enjoy and that they can bring their wives or their moms to. And I think someone could go by themselves and kind of laugh and cry in the audience if they had a hard time with their mother, you know.
And I understand that some of the readers have never read in public before. Have either of you two read in public before?
I have not. I did. Well, I did a reading through the SACB. They do some open mic type.
Right. So you've done at least an open mic.
A little bit, but that's it. Yeah.
And Laura?
I once read some poetry at sort of a smaller gathering, but I also do a lot of speaking. I've taught editing classes, and I speak at church with some regularity, and so I'm comfortable in front of a group, but I haven't done something like this before.
And Margaret, did you folks do any kind of a check to make sure that somebody wasn't going to get up there and freeze?
Well, we did have two rehearsals, so that was kind of maybe somewhat of a test. And the second rehearsal, we actually put a microphone in the corner of the room where they had to stand rather than have the comfort of sitting at a table through a table read. And it actually elevated their performance.
I was going to say, and then if you bring in some cupcakes and yoga pants, I think everybody else will feel completely comfortable. The show is Listen to Your Mother, and it's at 7 p.m. at the Crest Theater on Sunday. We have more information and a link to tickets on our website, which is capradio.org/insight. Margaret, Laura, Janelle, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck. Break a leg, as we say.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You are listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, we've got some old-time fiddle and banjo music with a living, breathing, evolving soul. We'll be right back.